This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank the guys at America's Web Radio for bringing the truth of the Jewish state, of its struggle for sovereignty and security, yet its greatness when it comes to the areas of agriculture, medicine, technology, and what we're going to talk about today, humanitarian work. And look, I've had a lot of guests on Insight to Israel, but I think that you're really going to enjoy what we're going to talk about today, because it is fascinating what this organization does. So I want to thank the guys from America's Web Radio for taking a stand for truth and principle. I also want to take just a minute to thank everyone that has sent Hershey's for Heroes to Israel from the United States of America, a message on a Hershey's chocolate bar to the Israeli soldiers, thanking them for defending the Jewish state. Now, I'm going to throw you in here, Yossi.
Go for it.
You doing all right, brother?
I'm great.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be with you.
Good to have you. I've gotten some folks that, you know, you always got a naysayer in every crowd.
Always.
Someone who likes to throw some water on a good fire. You know, you're roasting the marshmallows, got the hot dogs on there, and here comes some goofball trying to throw water on it because they're afraid it's going to create a forest fire, you know? But I want to say, the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, you get a few folks that say, you know, why are you doing something so silly and mundane and stupid like Hershey's for Heroes? What's that mean? But you will never understand, and I say this emphatically, you will never understand what that note on that chocolate bar does for a soldier.
I agree, and I, as an Israeli, proud Israeli, I can say thank you to you and to all your listeners for sending in the chocolates and, you know, for helping us and supporting us.
Yossi, it is my due diligence. It's my conscience and my convictions and principles. I can do no less, brother.
And we appreciate it.
I'm thankful to all the Americans that sent Hershey's for Heroes. Look, if you want more information, you can send me an email or contact America's Web Radio. Send me an email at Michael A. Gannot, G-A-N-O-E, at gmail.com, and I would be more than happy to send you that information so that you can make a difference in a soldier's life in such a small way, but with a big effect. So, anyway, Yossi, it's good to have you here, man.
It's great to be with you. It's great to have you come to one of my talks.
No, I appreciate it. We're going to get into what Yossi does for an organization called Zaka. It's amazing what you guys do. We're going to get to that. But I just want to describe the beauty that I'm feeling tonight here in Jerusalem. It is amazing.
There's no better place.
There's the city, the eternal city. You know, there's 50 stars on the American flag. Now, I don't believe in giving up any to the left wing or the liberals in the United States. I say or Islam, because Islam's making a big inroad, but that's another subject. I don't believe in giving up any of them. I have my liberty and my freedom because of the Jewish people. You know why that is? Because our principles came from the Mosaic Law, the Torah, our Constitution and Bill of Rights. So I'm a free man externally because of the Jewish people and internally because of God.
Internally is the most important.
The most important. So my point being is, in the capital city, where there is only one star on that Israeli flag and it must be defended at all costs.
Couldn't agree more.
It's a beautiful night. The moon is full. It's just coming out of that full stage. And we're sitting in a coffee shop, Cafe Ramon. What a nice night. It's what, I think 73 degrees. And if you can hear around us, it's what, 12 o'clock at night? And folks are still sitting around having a coffee. It's amazing.
There's no better place. I think all your listeners should be here.
Absolutely.
I think we should bring the whole radio station here.
Absolutely.
There's enough place.
Actually,
believe me.
You know what? The guys that run the show, they want to come. They're coming. They're
bring
making
them.
Plans.
We'll do a presentation by them.
Absolutely. We'll do a radio show and a presentation.
For sure.
it would be fantastic. We'll get it done. Now, let's talk about you, Yossi. We're going to talk about you for a little bit. We're going to move on to Zaka because there's your whole life has led up to what you're doing now.
Correct.
And that's very important for people to understand, your conviction of why you do what you do. You're from England. I hear your accent.
I'm originally from England. I moved to the States about 11, 12 years ago.
How old are you?
More. I'm turning 31 actually next week.
No, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Nice.
It was right before 9/11 when I moved to the States, and I moved there to A, study to be a rabbi, and B, to save lives.
You are a rabbi.
I am a rabbi.
You know, I didn't know that until tonight, until I was at your presentation.
Thank you.
Wow, I'm sitting next to a rabbi. Nice. Look at that, a fighter, too. This guy's not just any rabbi, he's a fighter.
So we got to fight to save lives. That's what life is about, you know, giving to others, you know, not just taking for ourselves. We got to always give to others. And, you know, I take it in the literal meaning. I take it in the literal sense of actually going out there saving lives. And, you know, in the States, I was there part of Hatzola, which is the Jewish Voluntary Ambulance Service.
Okay.
And
are things we don't know. So
correct. And I was in 9/11. I actually have a scar on my knee from 9/11.
Wow.
From saving not even Jewish people, but the wider community. I mean, when I go to a call, I don't know if it's Jewish, Muslim, Christian, or any other faith.
Right.
And it doesn't bother me.
And this
I'm here to save a life because the Torah says when you save a life, it's as though you're saving a whole world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me emphasize, Zaka, who you work for, is Israeli organization.
Correct.
And that's amazing. So I want to create a timeline here.
Mm-hmm.
You're 31. You're from England. You grew up in jolly old England. Where at in England did you grow up?
London, Temple Fortune.
Nice, nice.
It happens.
Margaret Thatcher, my God, if that woman was... I would date her. She's hot. She is hot. There's nothing like a strong woman. You don't find many of them today. I think my grandmother, who's deceased, Golda Meir's deceased. I can't marry my mother or my sisters, so there's not too many choices left. Absolutely. Actually, we have Raya with us, who's from Mother Russia, who came 25 years ago. Raya works in the diamond business. Am I right, Raya? Raya's decided to join us. She's a special friend of ours. And, you know, we thought we'd throw someone else in the mix, and if Raya ever wants to throw a word in, no? Okay. So you grew up in England. How old were you when you left?
I left when I was 16, going on 17.
Where'd you go?
I went to Brooklyn.
What for?
To study to become a rabbi and to continue using my skills to help people. I mean, in England I grew up when I actually went through some issues. Rather, who doesn't go through family issues?
Of course.
And I decided to pick myself up and try to not only help myself but help others, and we set up an organization in England for teens, or what's known as teens at risk. I look at them as, you know, teens who going through life.
Who need a hand up.
Sure. Who need the support, that's all.
Wow, that's amazing.
And from there, I went to the States and studied to become a rabbi. I worked for the voluntary medical corps, Hatzolah, and got trained up and continued from there to where I am today.
Now, Hatzolah, did I say that right?
Yeah.
That's in the United States.
It's all over the world, actually.
All over the world.
Yeah.
But it's in the United States, too.
Correct. And it's in a few cities in the United States.
What cities?
They have New York, New Jersey, Florida.
And what specifically
California.
Do they do?
First response. They'll go out there, stabilize the patient.
Didn't even know that until
the ambulance comes.
And didn't even know it.
By them also, a call comes through. It doesn't make a difference who they are, what religion, what background. They'll come out and they'll assist to save a life.
Wow, amazing. So how many years have you worked for them?
Too many years. I've lost count. I mean, even here in Israel, I work with Zaka. It's not just it's not just Zaka work. We also have a division which is Hatzolah, which is medical response and saving lives.
Wow. I honor you, man. Wow.
Thank you.
Some folks can't even pull themselves out of bed at night, let alone pulling up their themselves up by their britches when they're 16 years old.
I've had times, in fact, Friday night I was with my family doing the Shabbat meal, like I usually do, and the call came through right at the beginning, and I picked up and left. I left my family. For an emergency call. Came back 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But to me, that is my life. That is what's important, is to give life to others.
Wow.
Like Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year.
Love Yom Kippur. Listen, let me. I want to interrupt you for a second. I did a 2-minute video. I was on top of the Ace building. Okay? 300,000 Jews packed in the hotel. You talk about breathtaking. I took that 2-minute video, downloaded it on YouTube, posted it on Facebook, and it now has over 2,000 hits.
Wow.
And I got the best comments, like, Michael, this is the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen Americans.
Sure.
Because we honor and respect and stand with the Jewish people.
We appreciate that. There's nothing more important to us than to have the support, not only from the Jewish community around the world, but from other faiths and other communities where they come out and actually support Israel and they see the truth and they see
absolutely
the reality. That's what inspires us to continue giving that reality to others.
Right. Wow. Wow. Amazing. Because, like I said, I could say it 1,000 times, I've never heard of this. Never heard of this in my entire life, that what Israel and what the Jewish people are very proactive in doing in the United States. And I'm sure that anyone listening is in awe, because this is education 101 right here. This is Zionism 101.
It's not just Zionism, it's Judaism.
Judaism, okay, thank you for clarifying. It's that too. It's that too. I say that to antagonize the people who send me emails and say, oh, you've been brainwashed by the Zionist movement that has a conspiracy to take over the world. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, how blind are you when I see a blood trail of Islam being left around the world daily? And every day since Ramadan, I've been tracking, there is an Israeli, a Jew, that has been attacked in Israel, and especially here in Jerusalem, every day. Every day.
It's very unfortunate, but it's something which we live by, and, you know, we
And you
pray.
Still help those same people.
Sure. I mean, I had a case where there was a Muslim person that was that actually infiltrated an army base a few nights ago.
Was that with the tractor?
That was with the tractor.
I read that. That was about stupid.
He attacks a base. You got to hear this. Listen, if nobody read this on my Facebook page, a Muslim went and took a tractor and tried to attack the wall of a military base full of guns.
He was shot. And yet we still went out
and
to try and save him.
Wow.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to save him.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that no matter what it is, no matter who they are,
I commend
we're here to, you know, to try and save their life.
I commend it. I commend it, brother. I commend it.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. So, okay, so your family lives where?
Well, my family actually made Aliyah about a year after.
Nice,
I made
they
Aliyah.
Came home,
they
man. I'm going to hug their neck.
They finally came home.
There's nothing like home, you know what I mean? Hey, it's too bad some folks just can't click their heels 3 times.
True that. No, wow. They can. One click when they buy the ticket, one click when they get on the plane, and one click when they get off the plane.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let me say this. That was a buffet of truth, and I'm picking out the truth with an ideological toothpick. That's beautiful, brother. That was very well put. Very well
Thank
put.
You.
So, you know, and I've seen this. This is a constant, okay? When the children come,
the parents come later.
The parents come later. What an influence!
It's an amazing step to take. It's not an easy move.
No, it's not.
But there's nothing better than Israel. I mean, I've been out of the country numerous times since. I mean, there's practically not one week that I'm not out of the country at least one day, due to a disaster or due to someone either dying or needing medical assistance anywhere around the world, whether it be flying them to the best hospital or whether it mean bringing the body back home to Israel.
Right.
And whenever I leave, I always have that feeling inside that, you know, I'm actually leaving home. When I go away, there's no such thing for me as taking a vacation somewhere else in the world, because it's not a vacation. I'm worried. I'm homesick. That's what Israel does to you.
Brother, I'll tell you what. Listen.
You know the feeling. You've done it.
You know what? I've been here a year now. Now, some folks are saying the left in the United States, God bless them,
a little bit.
But I've been accused of, I had one girl send me an email, and she said, we need you fighting here in the United States. I said, no, you don't. You need to fight harder. But I've been accused of defecting, okay? Now,
The truth is that even I commend those that fight in the States. I very highly commend the American Army in all divisions, whether it be the Marines, the
Absolutely.
Navy SEALs, or the Home Guard, or the Home Front Command, I think it's called.
Yeah.
For the work that they do, because
Absolutely.
You know that they're going out there not only to save Americans, they're out there to save lives in general. And,
right.
And yes, it may be called an army because you fight, but you fight for survival. You fight to bring out other people who are in that situation, to bring them out and to help them.
Right. Now, listen. This is why I'm thankful. We have a great military. I have American soldiers. I'm going to get off here just for a second. I have American soldiers sending me Hershey's for Heroes now.
Well, it's as an Israeli and as someone fighting every day for not only our country but for the world, for world peace, I can personally say to those soldiers, thank you very much.
It's
and
amazing.
Whenever they come to Israel, we're willing to train them, just like we train. Actually, we've trained in the past year the Home Front Command. We've trained the Marines. We've trained the Navy SEALs. They come here
wow.
to us to get the training because of our experience.
Wow, that's awesome. So, okay, so your family comes. They made Aliyah. You settled.
Thank God.
You settled. So, but we have some other thing. Now, you've been working for Zaka for how long?
Many years. I've lost count. I think it's probably about 12 years.
12 years?
Maybe even more.
And you've been in Israel for that many? Or
no, I made Aliyah about 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay.
The best thing I ever did.
Amazing. So, now, is this your only job? Now, are you volunteer?
We're volunteers.
Say it again?
We are all volunteers.
And how many just in Israel? Let's talk.
In Israel alone, we have over 4,500 volunteers.
Say it again?
4,500 volunteers.
Okay, because I want to make sure the accent doesn't get in the way of what needs to be said, you know? Now, around the world, how many do you have?
Outside of Israel, we have close to 600 volunteers
okay.
in 23 different countries.
Wow. Wow. And you travel?
Or I can't say 23 different countries, 23 different units around the world. I have in America, I have a few different units. I have in Florida, in California, in New York.
Wow.
So I have altogether 23 different units based around the world.
Now, do you have another job beside this? Because you're doing volunteer for them. That's got to be tough.
I do. I actually own a bar.
Okay.
A great bar, which is where I actually
It's a restaurant.
It's a bar restaurant.
Right.
You're right. It's a bar restaurant.
Right. I want because I've been there. That's actually where we met.
Correct.
Before, because Batya, our friend Batya, who I worked in the military with when I first came, Batya introduced me to you.
Correct. Batya used to work for me in England when I had a grocery store.
Yes, great. She's a great kid.
And
I say that respectfully. Batya is just, I see her like my little sister. She's just the sweetest thing, you know, and I'm thankful to have such a great young lady in my life as a friend.
She's a very, very special person.
She is.
And I couldn't thank God any, you know, I there's no words of how to thank God for bringing special people like that into my life.
And you know, I want to, since we're on this, I want to throw in the fact, I'm going to tell you about this girl. When I was working, we were working our butt off in the military, and her shirt, on the side of her shirt, I saw this thing.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was, and I said, Batya, what is that? She has a
insulin
pump. And here this girl is sweating out there working on this base, and she goes, oh, Michael, in her little British accent, oh, Michael, don't worry about it. Don't treat me any different. And here she is working her butt off. And I was like, wow. I mean, that's dedication. That she left. She made Aliyah on her own.
Correct.
She came here from England by herself. How old is Batya?
Batya must be now about 25.
25. She doesn't even look that old.
No.
I thought she was like 20 or 21, you know? But, I mean, this is just an example of the greatness of the heart that's put into this country, you know?
This country is actually made from our hearts.
Right. Absolutely.
This country is literally a piece of everybody's heart. So if you want to find the rest of your heart, come to Israel.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, this is for the sake of our listeners, and this just kind of, this continues to, and we're going to get to Zaka, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But this goes with the history of this country, and if you're listening, do your own research. Haganah, Palmach, Edsel, these were the folks that scratched out this land in the beginning, pre-48. I went to the Palmach.
Although it was scratched out many, many years ago in the Bible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when I went to the Palmach Museum, I actually met a man that was in the Palmach. I wanted to hug his neck, but he's too much of a man for me to be doing that. But I had this guy, Joseph Zadok, okay, lives down in Holon, which is down near Tel Aviv. And to hear, this guy's showing me pictures, you know, of when he was in the Palmach, in these huge books. And I was like, wow, I mean, I'm standing next to a guy that's made history, but he's humble. Like, he helped rescue, brought Jews from, like, Yemen and Iran and Iraq, smuggled them in when the British were running things here, you know, when the British had Jews in camps up in Cyprus, which I was never taught that. Hey, and you know what? The same folks the British were helping when the Muslims were killing Jews here pre-48, they're getting it back right now because Islam runs England. And anyway,
To me, it's not called Europe anymore. To me, it's called Arabia.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Just a little historical side note for folks who may not know why they love Israel, but when you go and look up that history, it's amazing what the people here, how they fought every day. And it's an everyday thing, even current day.
Sure.
Even with all what I said beforehand in the beginning. Go ahead.
But the big difference between armies around the world and Israel is
they defend.
Israel is a defense force.
Right.
Everywhere else, it's every other country, it's an army. Here, it's a defense force.
Exactly. I agree with you. So, okay. So your family, now where's your family live?
I have my parents living here in Jerusalem, who I go to visit all the time. In fact, I visited them twice tonight. And I have a brother living in Bat Yam. I have a brother in Netanya who's moving to Jerusalem.
Oh, nice.
Sure. And then I have a sister living in Tel Aviv. And I have two brothers who eventually will come home. They're living now in Brooklyn. And I have another brother who's even further away in Australia.
Wow. Wow, he is far from home.
He's far from home, but he's coming back for Passover, and hopefully he'll stay.
Nice. You know what? Hey, listen. You know what's amazing, Yossi? I meet people Isaiah prophesied of. Hashem said, I will gather them from the four winds in which they were scattered. There are people from all over the world that I talk to, and they're like, this is my home. Why do you come home? This is my home. This is my home.
It is.
It's amazing, even when people don't realize it, that Hashem is whispering to their heart. That breath. You know when God breathed into the nostrils of Adam?
Sure.
When he created him? You know what's amazing about that? He spoke the whole, in 5 days, spoke everything into being. And yet he loved man so much, he took the time to mold him from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And that's what God is doing to the Jewish people all over the world.
It's an amazing thing. And what I would like to say to your listeners is, if you don't want to move to Israel, at least come down and visit.
Come and visit.
Come check it out.
Come and see.
It'll be very difficult for you guys to leave.
Come and see. Yeah, because I'll tell you, brother, if I ever had to leave here, my heart would be ripped out. It would be ripped out.
I totally understand that. I see that every week. Whenever I leave the country, it's something that I personally feel.
Wow, wow. Well, okay, so, Yossi, first of all, great presentation tonight.
Thank you.
I was at a presentation for Zaka, and it was phenomenal. You had some great stories to tell, which...
Unfortunately, it's real-life experiences that I want other people to understand
right.
What I personally go through when I go to the scene.
Why do you do it, though? You've done it for so long. Because, obviously, brother, look, I know you got a restaurant, but before that, I mean, I know you did other things, but you've done this volunteer work for years.
I was the volunteer chaplain for the New York Police.
Wow.
I was a volunteer in the ambulance corps. I try to help other people. You know, as it says, "Ve'ahavta le'echa kmocha" in Hebrew, which means love thy neighbor as thyself. Do to your neighbor as you would want done to you. And the least I could do is try to help others, because hopefully, when, you know, if God forbid, I need help.
Right.
Someone should be there to help me.
Right. Look, you've done volunteer work for longer than most folks been married. That's amazing. That says a lot about your character and your integrity.
I try.
So let's do this. Tell us exactly what ZACA is.
ZACA is an organization that the acronym of ZACA actually is Disaster Victim Identification. We were set up in 89 when a terrorist boarded the 405 bus that travels along the Highway 1 between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
Okay.
A Muslim terrorist approached the driver and pulled the steering wheel to the right,
wow,
rolling the bus over a ravine, which killed 17 people. At that point, the organization's chairman was a teacher, and he left the school to specifically go and give the honor to those that have passed. Because as the Torah says, a person, the same way a person is brought into the world, so too shall he leave. In the aspect of the person is brought in whole, so too shall he leave whole, with all his remains, with all his blood, his brain matter, no matter what it is.
Wow.
Another thing that the Torah says is that man is created in the shadow of God.
Right.
You don't want God spread all over the world, like all over the street because of an accident.
Right.
You'll go out there and collect it because it's holy.
Right. The body is very sacred.
The body is very sacred.
That's why you don't get tattoos.
We don't get tattoos. We don't cremate. We don't do an autopsy according to, due to religious reasons.
Right.
There's always a religious objection in most countries. Not every country there is, but, you know, if they have to do an autopsy, then we'll have a Jewish person stand over to make sure everything goes back.
Right. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. So, here's what we're going to do. Tell me the gentleman that started ZACA.
ZACA was set up by an individual called Yehuda Meshi Zahav, who, in my eyes, he is a true angel. He is what we call a living day angel, living on this world. And why do I call him an angel? It's because he's selfless. He's actually one of my role models, because he teaches people to go out of their way not to help themselves,
right,
but to help others,
yeah,
to respect others, to give to others. It's a very important thing.
Absolutely. Listen, Yossi, we're going to take a break.
Sure.
And we're going to get into... I want you to tell about some of your experiences, what you do around the world. You train teams, am I correct?
Sure.
And we're going to talk about that. I want to thank everyone that's listening. This is great stuff. And thank you again to America's Web Radio. And we'll be right back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gano. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is America'sWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And we're back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Wow, Insight to Israel. You ever seen my logo?
I believe I have.
Someone in the government created this for me. I probably shouldn't be saying this on the air, but who's listening? I don't think BB's listening. Someone came up with a concept. I came up with the concept, but they did it for me and improved upon what I could ever dream. Insight to Israel's logo has a face with the makeup of the Middle East on it, okay, around the eye area. And where the eye area is Israel. And then they implanted a Jewish star faintly. Have you seen it, Raya? You've seen it? And then they put Insight to Israel on top and then in Hebrew. Beautiful. I could have never asked for anything so generous. So generous. I didn't even ask to have anyone do it. Someone came to me and said, I want to help you with your logo. That's how good the people in this country have been to me. And it's amazing. So I owe all thanks to the Jewish people here in Israel and to America's Web Radio for this program. I'm not even paying for this airtime. Someone else is sacrificing, Yossi, sacrificing so the truth can be told.
Wow.
So the truth can be told about this country. Someone else is paying for this airtime.
I personally can say a very big thank you, and I appreciate whoever this person is. I appreciate it because the truth has to be told. But besides the truth having to be told, the support that we're getting from you, giving over the airtime to be able to show the truth, is something that we as Israelis appreciate.
And here's where we're going with that truth. I've never heard of Zaka. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. I think I said that before, but I think it bears repeating. Never heard of an Israeli organization like this that goes all over the world and does humanitarian work. Now, you guys have been in what countries?
I have lost count.
Let's start with the United States, since that's where
sure.
Americans are listening.
9/11. Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Wilma, Michigan, Buffalo, Columbia disaster.
Columbia?
Yeah, the space shuttle that exploded.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
Where have we been? New Jersey, New York, California.
The Columbia disaster.
Columbia disaster.
That amazes me.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech?
By the shooting, sure.
Wow. Yossi, this is so new to me. Israel was there.
That's who we are.
I can't remember. I'm going to say this. I can't remember the last time I heard of a Muslim organization helping in any of those disasters. I say that emphatically because, now, I don't hate folks. I don't want to be misunderstood. There's some good and bad and everything. But overall, hey, Israel is helping the United States in such a meaningful way.
Sure.
Wow. And this is a volunteer,
100%,
non-profit organization.
Correct.
Amazing.
We actually have a 501c3 in the States.
Okay, tell us about it.
I'm not sure of the exact details.
I think it's Zaka. You got a website?
We do have a website.
I'll give you a few minutes to look it up. It's okay.
Sure.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing.
I think it's ZakaRescue.org.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just going to double check.
Yeah,
no,
check that out, because Americans will need to go to this website. And you know what? Let's throw some money out there. Let's throw some money out for Zaka. I think it's...
What they can do is they can go to our main website, which is Zaka.us.
Okay,
that's in English, and or Zaka.org.il.
Yeah.
That would be a Hebrew site where you can see all the other countries that we have offices in, or different friends of Zaka, the American friends, the Canadian friends, the French friends.
Like Magin David Dome.
I've had
Jonathan Feldstein on the radio show.
Jonathan's
before.
A solid guy.
Jonathan is a great guy. I love him. I love him. Wow, that's amazing. And so I would encourage listeners, as we continue this, to go to the website, check it out. Look, $5, $10, It doesn't matter. It all helps.
Every penny helps. I had someone come to me and ask me, how can you survive? How can this organization survive?
Globally.
For sure, globally. But let's put globally aside.
Okay.
Even here in Israel.
Right. You got a big job here
in Israel. What people don't realize is that Zaka was built from $18 checks.
Say that again.
$18 checks.
Wow.
And the reason why I say 18 is because 18 is chai, which is life in Hebrew.
It's really?
The numerical value of life.
Wow. I'm getting a lot of
So therefore people would give an average of $18 as, you know, for life.
Yeah.
You know, to save a life.
Right. Wow.
And that is how a lot of people have been supporting us.
Yeah.
It's not the $1 million checks, which
would be nice.
I could keep dreaming, but it's a small amount.
Right.
It's even pennies.
Right.
Every single penny, 100 pennies, adds up.
Yeah, my mother always said that. She goes, pennies turn into dollars. You know, there's a saying, there's a song in Christianity. It's an old hymn called Little Is Much When God Is In It. Little is much when God is in it. Whether it's Hershey's for Heroes or Zaka, whether it's a candy bar with a note on it, or $18 to save a life. That's amazing. So you do all this work around the world. Now, how often do you, because you're a busy guy, we've known each other for what, a year now? For a year. Now, I'm not going to say that we talk every day or we hang out, we're chums, but I see you as a friend.
For sure.
And it's because we share those common values. And you stay busy, because there's times when I've, like, sent you a message or something, you're like, I'm off here, I'm working. Or
it's unfortunate.
It's
very, very unfortunate, but it's got to be done.
Right, right. And sometimes if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. If you see the need and don't do it, most of the time it won't get done, because some folks are just too lazy, you know? But so where have you been recently? Because
where haven't I been recently? What are we talking about recently?
Tell me what about one of the, probably, share with me one of the most life-altering experiences that you've had. I'm sure all of them have been that way, but what's the first thing that stands out in your mind as far as an emergency that you've been to? Because you've shown me some pretty serious pictures of things, bombs exploding, killing people, and you collect the remains.
Correct.
And
there's no case that I can say is the same, no matter what the terrorist attack is. We work every single case differently.
Right.
We learn from every case, and we use our resources to be able to extend that out further. It's a very interesting question. I cannot answer. I really, honestly cannot answer. Every single case is amazing. You always see, no matter what the darkness is, you'll always see a spark of light that will give you the strength to get through it. You'll always see the support from whether it be the country that you're working in or the community that you're working with. You'll always find something. There's many times where we've gone to scenes and we've found miracles that have happened there.
Right. Let me tell you one thing that stood out to me this evening. When you were in Haiti, actually, a lot of Americans don't know this. Israel was the first country to show up in Haiti. The first. Look how close the United States is.
And Israel actually, or my team landed 24 hours after the disaster, and there was not one emergency service in the area, not even the Haitian emergency services, which was actually kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time working in Haiti. It's a very bad country.
It's unfortunate, but the least we can do is, when you got people's lives at risk, is to come out and save them.
And you literally saved, what was it, four children?
137 people, three of them that we saved, and one was born in the hospital that we built.
Okay. Yeah, and that hospital's still there.
That field hospital is still there.
It's still there. Now, what I'm getting at is, there was a, tonight there was a story you told about
there were dead pregnant women, and I don't know what possessed us to pull out our scalpels to rescue these babies. from the dead mothers and find them alive.
Wow.
That alone is a miracle.
That is amazing. Amazing that you would have four women that are deceased, dead.
Three deceased women.
Three.
One was naturally born inside our hospital.
Wow.
And that's why they named him Israel.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. Rhea, did you know any of this before you sat down? I'm going to tell you what, Yossi. I've taken friends of mine when I've traveled this country. I love my job. Some people say, what kind of job is that? It's not easy when I got to do all my appointments, radio program, Excel spreadsheets, emails, videos. I do all my own videos. This country's taught me a lot, brother. But just not only do I get to take the truth to the United States, but I'm telling you, I've had friends of mine, Israelis, that don't know about this, like Zaka.
Correct.
You know, that don't know the degree to what you do.
What most people know about Zaka is that we just deal with the local people that have passed on.
Right.
Never mind local. They know that we go out as well.
Okay.
But what people here in Israel know is, or what we are known for here in Israel, is our division of true virtue, which is giving the dignity to those that have passed.
Wow. That's amazing.
But, excuse me.
No.
But the truth is that our slogan is saving those who can be saved and honoring those who unfortunately cannot.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. Now, you guys have been acknowledged by Congress, the U.S. Congress.
We have been acknowledged by the U.S. Congress. Excuse me. We've been acknowledged by the United Nations.
The United Nations, funny enough, doesn't really acknowledge you like they should.
I agree. But
at least they give you a little crack in the door.
It gives us not just a crack in the door. It gives us the ability to save and to help more people.
Yeah.
And the aspect of, with Mumbai, we were not allowed in as Zaka.
Mumbai, India, where the terrorist attacks
took
place. Correct.
We were not allowed in as Zaka, but as the United Nations, they couldn't say anything.
They couldn't say no.
No.
Wow. Wow. That's sad you have to go that route, brother. That's for sure.
For sure.
That's for sure. Wow. Now, what about what just happened in Kenya?
Bulgaria. In Kenya, we were there.
Wow.
In Kenya?
That was bad.
It was bad. It's unfortunate. I mean, terrorism is not just here in Israel. Terrorism is around the world.
Wow.
I mean, we saw it in 9/11. We've seen it in Kenya. We've seen it all over the place. We saw it in Bulgaria a year ago.
Now, let's talk about Bulgaria, because a lot of people... Look, I'm a news junkie, okay? I worked in politics for about 15 years, and I keep up with it. I still do. I probably aggravated so many people because I watch the news so much. I don't pay a bit of attention to sports. I can care less. There's lives on the line, and we have to know what's going on in the world.
For sure.
And let's talk about what happened in Bulgaria.
In Bulgaria, there were 37 Israelis who landed in Burgas Airport in Bulgaria, and 34 people within 15 minutes, they'd already gone past passport control and everything. They were boarding the bus. 34 people were on the bus. 3 people were loading the belongings onto the bus, like the luggage and everything. All of a sudden, a terrorist runs up and detonates a bomb, which was inside a backpack.
Wow.
Killing 4 people instantly, injuring 3 people critically, and 30 people light to moderate. Within 5 hours, we are on the ground in Burgas.
From Israel.
From Israel.
Wow.
To save those that we were able to save and honor those that we were not able to.
5 hours you were on
within
the ground.
Within 5 hours.
Wow. Amazing. What kind of transportation you used? I mean, that's a quick flight.
We had a private jet that we...
Necessary,
that
very
we had
necessary.
To get. They're not cheap, but if we're talking about life, life is the most expensive thing.
Absolutely.
And it's worth spending every single penny just to save a life.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. 5 hours on the ground. Wow. And it's very unfortunate. It's amazing what you guys do. Amazing.
Thank you.
What, now, you've got all these volunteers.
Correct.
Okay, now, and of course anyone who gives to an organization, who's a, you know, there's some folks that they give a little and they don't think about where the money goes, okay? They don't think about overhead, office expenses, stuff like that, but there's some people that do. And sometimes those people that do are the biggest givers because they want to know if they're going to give. And look, $18, we're shooting for it. We're shooting for $1,018, okay?
I won't say no to that. And even $1,018,000.
Right. But if some, there may be someone listening that doesn't know about Zaka, that has a love for Israel, but they may want to give. How many people are actually on your payroll? Because I heard you mention something about
that. Less than 10.
Less than 10. Amazing. And you do this on a global scale.
Correct.
Hey, I can't see. I have a hard time keeping organized, and I'm just one guy. You know what I mean? I can't see doing something like that on such a grand scale and 10 people that are being paid.
The idea behind it is that the less people you have actually working,
right,
the more money goes to equipment, and the more money can go to another ambulance. It can go to somebody that has no family, that has passed on, and there's no one to claim the body and or to bury the body. It can go to burying that body. It can go to the equipment that we need to rescue people out of, you know, a exploded building, a collapsed building.
Wow.
It goes to money, you know, to help search for people, whether it be our boat, our divers unit.
We have a divers unit.
We have a divers unit.
How many units do you have? I need to know that.
I've lost count.
Do you have I saw it on the...
We have the main True Virtue. We have...
Which is...
Where we assist those that have passed on. We collect all the remains and everything. That alone, each body that we collect can cost us probably about between $200 and $300.
And let me clarify, when you say bodily remains, that comes from a terrorist attack.
No, not just a terrorist attack.
Okay.
It comes from any unnatural death. Zaka deals in Israel alone with any unnatural death.
Okay.
When a Jew passes on anywhere in the world, we will work to bring them back to either to Israel or to wherever the family want them to come to.
Right.
For the simple reason, the work that we have, the connections that we have all over the world, we're able to stop an autopsy, to still give that honor to that person, even though they've passed on.
Right.
People often think that once a person's dead, they're dead.
Right.
Who cares?
They have a soul.
But the soul.
Right.
And the soul is who they actually are. Their body is God.
It's a shell.
Correct.
It's a shell. But we should still honor.
For sure.
Because the States, we don't do that like we should.
For sure.
We take death like we think it's nothing. That's why we have so much violence.
Death is something very, very holy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's sacred.
So you have that section. Then go ahead. I apologize.
We have that section. We have the rapid response medical system where we can actually save 22,000 lives in a space of 3 minutes.
Wow.
And the aspect of, we have AmbuCycles. We came up with the initial...
An AmbuCycle, let me clarify, is a moped with medical...
It's a motorcycle or a moped with medical equipment, full medical equipment. The only thing that we're missing is a stretcher. In fact, we're coming out now. We're working on getting a AmbuCycle, which there are some mopeds which have a box next to it.
Right.
We're trying to get one with a box next to it that we can actually slide the person in as a stretcher.
Wow, like a sidecar.
As a sidecar, so that we can actually transport the patient as
well. That's amazing, amazing, amazing. Then you have...
Tractors, jeeps.
Some of the other divisions.
Right. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
In the response, we have... In the medical response, we save 1,200 lives minimum a week.
Wow.
Any unnatural death, we deal with over 30 a week.
Wow.
But with the medical response, when somebody calls emergency services, it could take minimums of 7 minutes for an ambulance to get there.
Yeah.
We are there to bridge that gap.
Wow.
We are there to stabilize that patient until the ambulance gets there.
Awesome.
And deal with life, you know, actually save that person's life.
Yeah, because those bikes can get around this traffic in very easily.
Sure. As I started saying earlier regarding Yom Kippur, there was a certain prayer where we want, it goes, who's going to live and who's going to die? Well, when I was in synagogue this Yom Kippur, and we were at that prayer, as we were saying, who will live and who shall die, my radio goes off for an 89-year-old woman in cardiac arrest. I go out there, and I go to save her, and I ended up intubating, and giving this person that life that we were just praying for,
right.
Who shall live and who shall die.
Wow.
And yet this woman was literally at death's door, and we were able to revive her.
Wow, amazing.
That's just an example. I mean, we don't go out to, you know, there's no such thing as sleeping by me. If a call comes through, I'm out.
Right.
To go back into the true virtue side, something which I should mention is, it's known in Hebrew as Chesed Shelemet, the deed of truth. And the reason why it's called the deed of truth is because when I go out to save a life, once that person's better, they can come and thank me.
Yeah.
But I promise you one thing. If that dead person is going to turn around and say thank you, I'm going to run the other way. So therefore, it's known as the deed of truth because you're doing it literally just for the deed. You're not doing it to get anything in response. You're not doing it to get anything back like a thank you. You do it because of the fact of it being a good deed and giving that honor to that person, to that soul.
Wow, amazing.
Then we have a search and rescue unit, which is an amazing concept. We have within the search and rescue unit, we have missing persons unit. We have an aviation team. We have a boating, jet ski, divers unit.
Wow.
We have the jeeps, tractors, ATV unit, and we also have a canine unit. The canine unit is something very special because we help out teens who are going through issues. We take them to handle the dogs, and we rotate the dogs every day so they get used to all the dogs, and they're able to find people through the through this unit. Which is teens, you know, some people call it teens at risk. I tend to hate that phrase.
Right.
Then we have the rappelling unit, where we'll rappel off a cliff to save someone. We have
the diving unit.
We have the firefighting unit, the diving unit.
Wow.
We have the international team, which is my baby. Which is something that I personally live for day and night, is to try and save lives all over the world.
Wow.
Risking our lives, whether it be going to Jordan, whether it be going into destruction. We go there to save lives and to honor those that have passed.
Wow. I don't think I've done that much with my life. That's amazing.
You're still young.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I can't believe I'll be 43 in December. Mm-mm-mm.
You're still young.
Wow, Yoshi, that's fantastic, man. I can't fathom all of that. That's so much, because I watched that presentation you did, and I saw all these. And look, I posted on Facebook. I took a picture of you up there.
I saw that.
And I was like, and I used that example of the mothers that were dead in Haiti, and their children were saved. The impact as those children come up, knowing that, that'll always be at the forefront of their mind, that
they were saved by Israel.
They were saved by Israel. Wow. 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 The lasting impact that had it.
I mean, the uniqueness with our organization is, as I said earlier, we don't care about religion or faith.
Right.
We don't care what person, where the person comes from.
Yeah.
We deal with Muslims, we deal with Christians, we deal with every single religion. In fact, last week we had an accident where there were seven people injured, two people killed, and the two people that were killed happened to be Muslim, and we still went out and collected the bodies and collected the remains because the body is still sacred no matter what religion they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. You know, I'm a little speechless here because this is, these are things that Americans...
That's an amazing thing to get you speechless. No disrespect.
No, I didn't take it. I'm not that shallow. These are things that just Americans need to know, and they're knowing it now, and it's just... It's unbelievable, and I think that anyone that's listening, Yossi, needs to go to the website and write out an $18 check.
For sure. Or they can email me if they want more information. My email is Yossi, Yossi, at Zaka, Zaka, or Zaka, sorry. I forgot.
No, it's
I'm dealing
okay.
with Americans here. zaka.org.il.
Wow. And that's Israeli email.
Yeah, that's an Israeli email at the end that will come to me direct, and I will answer any questions that people have. Or if people want to donate locally or if they want to get involved, more involved.
Get involved.
They're welcome to.
Jump in.
We need more ambulances. We need more life-saving equipment. We need equipment. We're actually, even though we have less than 10 people working for us, we are on the verge of bankruptcy. Every single member of staff that actually work for us have not been paid in more than 7 months.
Wow.
And we're still there. We're still fighting. We're not fighting for our money. We're fighting for life.
Right. You know what, Yoshi, I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to tell you, I've done a lot of fight. I'm going to use you and I both as an example.
For sure.
I've been here for a year now. And I want to make a point to all the listeners. I've been here for a year. I haven't done much fundraising for myself. I've done it for everybody else, but I have a hard time doing it for myself for some reason.
I know the feeling.
But I will tell you that, you know, I had a guy email me and say, lives here in Israel, he's an American. He said, my dream is to do what you're doing. He said, I hope we can partner up one day. He said, but money's a problem.
Money's not a problem. Money comes from God.
This is my point. I laughed. We were sitting an instant messaging each other on Facebook, and I laughed. I said, brother, if I had to wait on the money to roll in, I'm going to be sitting on the couch if I have to wait.
You mean you'll actually have a couch?
It's actually not my couch. It belongs to someone else. But my point is, ladies and gentlemen, if you see a need, you need to fill it. If you're sitting around waiting on money, look, according to U.S. government standards, I'm more than poor. But you know what? The work continues. The work has to get done.
You may call it poor.
Okay.
But
if we're going according to standards,
let me explain something.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Money is not everything in life. What you're doing is more than money can buy.
I'm blessed every day.
You are blessed, and
we're
both
blessed. We're both blessed. Ray is blessed. Look at her sitting there smiling. Ray is blessed. And look, folks, I'm going to tell you, I didn't work in politics for years because of the money or the popularity or fame. Because if you stand for what's right, you're not going to have that.
That's why you haven't worked in politics, because you know what's right.
But if you're sitting around waiting on money, if you're sitting around waiting, if you see a need and you're waiting for the opportunity, when you already see it, when if your conscience has already dealt with you and you don't do it anyway, you're going to be waiting forever. And I want to encourage folks, whether it's giving to America's Web Radio for someone else who is sacrificing for this radio show, or look, I'm not here to talk about me, but we're giving to Zaka.
Well,
an $18 check.
Let's put it like this. Charity, when a person gives charity, it's not like they're taking out of the pocket and giving their money away.
Right.
Because when God sees someone do a good deed,
absolutely,
a good deed comes back to them.
Absolutely.
Money that's spent on charity always comes back. And not only does it come back, it can come back tenfold.
And let me say this. America, you're in some straits. You are in a mess. And people listening know it. And it's not going to get any better. And there are hard times. And folks are down to almost nothing, a lot of folks. But I will tell you, I promise you, you support Israel and you support groups like Zaka. And it will come, God will take care of those who take care of the Jewish state. I believe that. Listen,
I appreciate that.
I'm telling you.
But I believe that those who give to others will always get something back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Michael, we got to get you started. Guys, instead of donating to all over the place, donate to Michael. He needs it.
Look,
we don't want him stuck on his couch.
Listen, tell me the website one more time for Zaka.
Zaka, ZAKA.US.
Okay.
If you want, you can email me.
Right.
Yossi@zaka.org.il, and I will send you out the links. Also, you can join our mailing list.
Absolutely.
By emailing me, you can join our mailing list, and you will get all the updates of all the international disasters and anything critical that we're dealing with.
All right. Hey, Yossi, love you, brother.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for everyone that's listening to America's Web Radio and Insight to Israel. God bless the United States of America and Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security, and continues to give to the world.
Thank you.
This is America's Web Radio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.